All right, you see him on the NFL Network. You hear him on his podcast. He's been around the game for a long time. He's been on this show many times. Here is Chris Rose. How you doing, Chris?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing very well. Are you a believer in the clutch gene?
Yeah, I guess so. I think my dog is too, actually.
Yes. Yes, he is.
So she's making her point. Yes, I would say that I believe in it. I think people are able to just slow down their heart rate and make the game seem as normal as possible when we as fans get excited and when they as players also get excited and are able to harness those emotions so that they're able to, you know, best perform. So they're all talented. That sort of stuff doesn't change. It's just how you're able to channel things. So that's how I'd go with it.
Chris, who do you think's going to be ruling the roost here in a couple of years? We've had this discussion over the past couple of days. Is it Mahomes or Burrow? They're kind of different types of characters. Burrow seems like he's got a lot of pizzazz, but he kind of keeps it under wraps a little bit. But who do you think is going to be like the king of the jungle here?
Well, it depends on what the organizations do around him, right? I mean, I think that I personally think like the Buffalo Bills have shortchanged Josh Allen a little bit. They haven't developed a running game. They haven't built an offensive line, things of that nature. So it can't be as simple as which quarterback is the guy. That's not fair. Like, if you're, my eyes tell me that Patrick Mahomes is one of the most complete quarterbacks I've ever seen. I mean, I don't feel like there's anything he can't do well, right? I mean, he throws accurately. He throws on the run. He can run the football. He's got a cannon attached to him. There aren't that many plays where he, you know, like I call them Farvian plays where like he'd make a throw because he thought he could make the throw. And you're like, God, that was so stupid. Like you very rarely see that out of Patrick Mahomes. So he feels like he's got every attribute in the world. But at the same time, after they got blitzed in Super Bowl 55, they were like, he's great, but he can't be running backward every play. We got to fix that offensive line. So what'd they do? They fixed the offensive line. They made a trade for Orlando Brown. They drafted two linemen. They paid Joe Thuney. So it's not as simple as saying which quarterback is the one who's going to lead. That's not it. Because if the Bengals don't pay linebacker Logan Wilson, if they don't do that sort of stuff, then then Joe Burrow is going to be a great quarterback, but he's going to be bounced in the divisional round instead of having a chance to compete for the Super Bowl is what I would say.
Chris, the NFL MVP candidates were announced today. Do you see anybody winning it other than Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Lock of the century?
Seems like it. Yeah, lock of the century.
Yeah, because let's go back to the preseason narrative. What was it? It was, oh, my God. You know, what are they going to do without Tyreek Hill? The Broncos just got Russell Wilson. The Raiders are coming off a playoff appearance, and they've got a new fun coach, and they just traded for Devontae Adams. And the Chargers, well, you know, they were so close last year, but maybe another year with Justin Herbert gets it done. So this is, you know, what were your expectations? And the Bengals are the ones who were the defending AFC champs, not the Chiefs. So I just think after a while, for some reason, it's like LeBron James hasn't been voted NBA MVP in it feels like a decade. Like you're trying to tell me he's not the best player at some point over the last decade? It's just your expectations because we all want somebody new. Like right. Jalen Hurts, right? He has had a phenomenal year, and his improvement coupled with the A.J. Brown trade are the two biggest reasons why, in my opinion, they're the one seed. But you can't tell me that if you had a choice, who had the better year, Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, that you would vote for Jalen Hurts. Just because your expectations were lower, all of a sudden he became the MVP? I don't buy that.
With Chris Rose, how much do you buy into this Mahomes video of him, you know, walking off the stage, him taking part in practice, Does that mean anything, or are you still in a position where you need to see what happens come Sunday?
Well, until the game is just about walking down a set of stairs instead of being able to throw on the run
right.
and stay away from Sam Hubbard and Trey Hendrickson and DJ Reader and those guys, then I'll make an assessment. I would prefer to make an assessment when I see him play football instead of walk downstairs.
Understandable.
But that's me. Maybe I'm the moron.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something. But I mean, this is the story of the week, and we're not. And
but it's this.
Go ahead.
It's the story of the week because people, once again, are not talking about what they should be talking about. Patrick Mahomes, with two healthy ankles, has not beaten the Cincinnati Bengals. And people could say, well, listen, in game one, they had a 14-point lead. In game two, they had an 18-point lead. And in game three, they had a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter. That's true. But until we only play 45-minute games, that doesn't matter. He's got to figure out a way to beat the Bengals. He's got to figure out a way. The Bengals are an overall more talented team. They have a quarterback and an organization that doesn't care if the game's in Buffalo, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Kansas City, Atlanta. They do not care. They don't care. They're a better team, and I need people to explain to me why Kansas City will win instead of all the other stuff that seemingly is being talked about, which never seems to include the Cincinnati Bengals, in my opinion.
Brian, why don't you explain that, Brian? Because you think Kansas City is going to win.
No,
the
I have
floor
not.
Is yours. The
I have
floor
not
is
made
yours.
That declaration.
The floor is yours, sir.
I have not declared that at all.
Dude, if I said that, you would say, Jeff, you are on drugs. And then you would go into a big, long speech.
Listen, I just said earlier this hour.
Let Chris hear it.
I just said earlier this hour, the Bengals, Burrow's 3-0 against the Chiefs. They've beat them three times. I mean, it wouldn't be if Mahomes at 100%, I wouldn't be surprised either way. But that swings both ways. Like, if the Chiefs win, Chris, it wouldn't be a surprise.
No, of course it would. It would not be a surprise, and that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we focus so much on either why Kansas City lost or Patrick Mahomes' ankle, which could be a big part of this game. We just don't know. Mm-hmm. We focus on everything except why the Bengals came back and won those games. What did their defense do in the second half that made them such a superior team to the Chiefs in each of those three games? And that, I'm not blaming you guys. I mean, that's the easiest narrative in sports media. We always want to find out, why didn't the Dallas Cowboys win? I'll tell you exactly why the Dallas Cowboys didn't win Sunday. Because the San Francisco 49ers are a freaking better team. They're a better team. The fact that the Cowboys were within seven, I applaud them. Their defense played probably their best game of the year. But, like, we're always saying, well, why didn't this team do that? Why? Because the other one was better. The other one was better. And if you look at the Cincinnati Bengals season this year, Burrow had an emergency appendectomy right before the season, right? He didn't even know what he was dealing with. He goes in, he's not feeling well, and all of a sudden he's got an emergency appendectomy. See, my dog's pissed off.
Yeah, I've noticed she's picking up on your energy. We got to cool things down.
She really is.
I wonder if she's maybe this will do it. We're chatting with Chris Rose. Hopefully she's an Aaron Rodgers fan because I want to ask you about Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And phrase it in a way that you've just supplied us with. Give us a reason why he won't be back in Green Bay, or multiple reasons if you have them.
I think it's the perfect time to trade him. I know that the money has got to work better than it is right now, so I'm not going to sit here and try and figure out exactly what the cap numbers can be, because we know it's a disaster, right? I mean, we know it's just horrible right now. He ends up getting traded right now. So what I would say is this. I would say that they were an average team at best this year, that Aaron Rodgers did not play well, that if you're ever going to make it, you're going to make a move off of him at some point. Either he's going to retire, or you are going to have to trade him, or really something is going to happen. He's not going to play till he's 57. This feels like the perfect time. The perfect time to do it, is what I would say.
Yeah, I think that it seems like he's bracing for it, too. He was saying that with McAfee, and you know, he wanted to make it clear that he would have no resentment if that's the case. And I wonder if he learned that from Brett Favre, because Favre was resentful. Like, he was bitter. He was bitter for a long time. And
yeah, you know, but Aaron's Aaron's always been tough too. I mean, he's not easy. And I think that, I'm happy to hear that he wouldn't have any resentment, nor should he. Like, they've given him wonderful opportunities, a tremendous amount of money. Listen, they've put a pretty damn good team on the field for a long time. A long time. Have they drafted skill guys in the first round? No, they haven't. They haven't. But they've also had pretty solid defenses. I think part of the problem for Green Bay, to be honest with you, is that nobody in that division has really pushed them. Nobody got up and pushed them to the point where they felt like they had to up their game. They felt like their game was good enough to win the NFC North, which most years it was. And then, hey, we'll take our shot in the playoffs because really anything can happen. And they made, what, four straight NFC championship games, I believe, or something like that. And so they were like, hey, it's not broken yet. Well, now it's kind of broken. So I think it's a really good time to try and maybe move on.
Well, we'll find out likely in the next couple of months. He is Chris Rose of the NFL Network, the Chris Rose Rotation Podcast. Always great catching up with you, Chris. We appreciate you doing this. We'll do it again down the road.
My pleasure, guys. Enjoy the games this week, okay?
You too. Yeah, thanks. There's Chris Rose and his dog in the background.
And an airplane.
And then Tom Cruise buzzing the tower.
Yeah, that was like an F-18. Right, yeah. Over his house. But
he was like, all right, like, I don't know where he lives, but like, just open the
he's in LA, I believe. Yeah, I think so, he lives in LA.
Sure, he's got a backyard. Just throw him out in the backyard until. Yeah. I mean, listen, it was fine. He was awesome, though.
He battles through. Yeah, he battles through. And, you know, Chris looks at it. He looks at things differently. Like, he's not wrong about the Bengals. They're 3-0. Yeah. They're 3-0.
I mean, he loves some Bengals, doesn't he?
He does. I'm not as bullish on this that they're the team that should win, and the Chiefs have to find a way to beat them. Clearly, the Chiefs have to find a way, but that's right. A two-way street. I don't think the Bengals are going in there puffing their chest out saying, we're just going to do what we've done and roll here. I think the Chiefs deserve a lot more respect than that, but it should be a hell of a game. And as for Rodgers, I wouldn't be shocked if they moved on from him either. I would not be shocked if they've had enough, you know. And
got to replace him, though.
That's the thing. It's probably Jordan Love. That's your guy. You built him up. You drafted him.
Come on, man.
See what he's made of. I don't love that option, but.
Dude, that's the curious part about the successor. It's like they probably dumped a pile of money into Love already. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what the total is.
First round pick, they paid him for sure.
It's millions. It's multi-millions. And then it's like, do you stick with it and want to see? He's already been a part of the organization for, what, 5 years?
Three now, anyway, yeah.
Three years, and it's like, what if he stinks the joint out? Because he played in a game last year in Kansas City where his parents were basically sitting in a hot air balloon above the building, and he stunk the joint out.
Yeah.
That's right. Weren't they the last row?
The last row.
Yes, literally the last row.
And he stunk the joint out. He could not make a pass. The wide receivers were throwing their arms up all game saying, this guy cannot do this out here.
See, this is what is, it's concerning because you are going from, you know, Favre to Rodgers to question mark, right? And that's unnerving if you're an organization because you've had nothing but stability there for what, 30 years, 25 years?
Yeah, from Favre into Rodgers, it has been, you've had a top five quarterback in the league for 30 years.
Yeah. And if I'm a team that has a quality team right now, like the Jets, the Giants, I take a shot for a couple of years and say this could be the missing piece to get us over the hump.
Yep.
Here's where I this conventional wisdom. Like, people are talking about, like, Purdy. Well, maybe you could do it with a guy like Purdy, you know. That's an outlier. Mm-hmm. Because if you start to think that you can win with that formula, you take it to hockey, you need good goaltending. Like, you need a rock star goaltender to help get you through.
Like, absolutely. Like,
but
Purdy,
there's also the situation where if your team is so sound, let's compare the Avalanche to the San Francisco 49ers. The team is so sound. Last year, they got it done without a rock star in net. But, so it's like San Francisco 49ers are so good like man-to-man throughout their roster, that Purdy has the ability to go in there and do what he does.
Yes.
If there was weaknesses all over that roster, he's not pulling this off right
no
now.
No chance. That's the truth. Can it happen?
Right.
Absolutely. It has happened. There have been documented cases in the NFL. The 2000 Ravens, Trent Dilfer was their quarterback. In 02, the Bucs, it was Johnson was their quarterback. Those were nowhere close to elite. They were middle of the pack, if not bottom third quarterback statistically. But they had the best defenses of all time. They had an unbelievable O-line. They had a great run game, a great coach. And it was like, what are you going to do? You know, this is enough to get us over the top. Guess what happened? They didn't win it the next year. They didn't win three in the next 5 years.
No, it's like, one and done, dude.
It's one and done,
right,
where you can find lightning in a bottle. And the Niners might be that. They got the best defense in the league. They got unbelievable weapons. And Purdy may just not turn the ball over. And they could win the Super Bowl. That very well could happen. But if McCaffrey leaves and Bosa leaves and Warner leaves and Shanahan leaves, guess what? There's a chance Purdy isn't in the league in 3 years. You know, maybe he is. Maybe he does have the talent. Maybe he's got the it factor. We don't know. But
right,
it's you need everything to go your way if you don't have an elite goalie, quarterback. You need everything to go your way.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
need to be stacked.
Speaking of defenses, Hayes, that Parsons in Dallas, he's gonna be haunting people for it. He grabbed a dude with one arm who was a monster
mm-hmm.
for Sam Fran.
Yes.
And he gave him the old Bruce Smith, like, locked arms and chucked him on the ground like he was a small child.
He's a superstar.
He's a scary human.
An absolute stud. Back into the Leafs Rangers tonight. The Raptors are on the West Coast. They got a 7-game roadie. They don't have to play a home game until after the trade deadline. We may not see one of the big three again in a Raptor uniform down at Scotiabank. So we'll get to that more still to come. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.